Good morning, everyone. I will present you the responsibility and activity of the Inland Fishery Research and Development Bureau. That's what the Naga Regional Research Center in Thailand. For this bureau, they will respond on the activity for the inland fishery in the country. But we can, for organization chart, you can see that we can separate into the four main points: the administrative, the technical group, and we have 5 institutes and 58 centers around the country. Here you will see that we have the 77 provinces in Thailand, and we have the 58 provinces that we have the center in the area, mostly on the north and the northeast. For the color, is the same, yellow and the green one is the place that we have the center. For the administration subdivision, is on the routine work, no? For the physical management. For the technical group, there is responsibility on the research work on the inland fishery in collaboration with the various institute and center or any station and any organization. This year, we have the research pending 74 projects. That's which on the freshwater fish breeding and nursing 22, exploration and conservation of freshwater resources 29, freshwater fish feed 7 projects, freshwater fish disease 3 projects, aquatic plant and ornamental fish 12, fish genetic is 1 project. And for the last year, we have done 62 projects, and it's already public for the 34 technical paper. That you can see that we have done all the research work in on the any area. And for the institute, for the first one that I have to you is Inland Aquaculture Research Institute. This one is responsibility on the aquaculture technology for the inland promoting the environmental friendly inland aquaculture farming system. In last year, for this center, when it is still, they produce about 20 million fish and prawns and freshwater prawns. And we certify about 350 to 400 fish farm to be in the GAP certification, and also for the food safety level. And we have done on the exploration and conservation of the water resources. For the next one is the aquatic animal feed research. This one is develop up inland aquatic animal nutrition, on the work on the nutrition, and also they taking care on the raw, on the animal feed control, and serving as the inland aquatic animal feed information center in Thailand. Last year, they control the quality of the commercial aquatic feed according to the regulation of the feed quality control. And also we registration of the commercial aquatic feed manufacturing or imported in Thailand. And they have the duty to audit the manufacturing for the GMP and for the HACCP system. Last year, about almost 2,000 licenses of the commercial aquatic feed were registered. This one is for the Aquatic Animal Health Research Institute. This institute is quite a good one. Maybe it's a good one for the service area too. The work on the inland aquatic animal health of economical important species. And they do also for the issuing health certificate for all shipment to live aquatic animal. Surveillance, monitoring program, and control the proper use of drug and chemical in farm level. This lab, they have the ISO IEC 17025 to 2005 version certified for the Streptococcus. They also will be the referent laboratory of OIE for the EUS, and they provide the scientific and technical assistance and expert advice to OIE members for surveillance and control of EUS. Last year, they certified about 7,323 of live aquatic animal health certificate for exploration, and 7,639 number of health certificate of live aquatic animal were audited, and they also check for up 3,000 sample for export or import of aquatic animal disease that they have inspection in 2021. For the Inland Resources Research and Development Center, they're doing on the inland fishery resources, on the evaluation inland capture fishery, including social and economic aspect, in order to develop the process of inland fishery resources administration and management. They also do on the registration on control of the hazardous substance in the fishery, and inspection service for the freshwater fishery for the any organization. The last one is the Aquatic Plant and Ornamental Fish Research Institute, responsibility on the aquatic plant and ornamental fish production. Last year we sent about 11 million ornamental fish aquatic plant to export, and about 107 million ornamental fish were exported. This all must be checked and passed for the check. And we also the certified farm for aquatic animal, ornamental for aquatic animal, 70 farm last year. For the center that we have around the country, they do both on the work that I have done on the five institute, but they do on the like apply work on this for use the PO research to apply to use in the province or in the local country, and do have mostly now they are more on the implementing of good agriculture practice and good sanitation monitoring program, and providing technical assistance to the local farm, because for the standard for the food safety for the export. For on the, last year, they produced about 1,363 million of fingerling were produced and released to the national water. And we certified 1,400 fish farm that certified as a safety level, and some have the GAP good agriculture practice level last year. For the international training and visiting, we have the international training program on aquatic plants propagation in Thailand. We have done 2 years already, and this year also will be done on the July to August this year for the Sri Lanka, Bhutan, Bangladesh, India, and Nepal, and also Myanmar. The second one, we have training course on the breeding of the nursling of freshwater fish in Thailand. This is for the people from the Lao official. Or we have the loyal project that go to implement some activity on the fishery, freshwater fishery in Lao, in some place, like Champasak, and this year we do on the Savannakhet at Phu Sim village, doing construction the hatchery, and we have a training course for the people from the Lao official. From the third project is the tilapia hatchery development project with the Senegal. They ask for help to the government, and we have the project together that is ongoing. And for the last, for the ammonia officer, they come to visit the Freshwater Piranha Tilapia Country in Thailand, also from Timor-Leste. If they have some asking for the outside within Hawaii, and let them make the schedule for them to see, for sightseeing, to see on the, our center. We also supporting about 4,000 tilapia fry to the fishery of Pakistan. And we have the using of biotechnology to control water quality ecosystem, catfish culture, for the project with the Thai and Hungary last year. But this year still working. This on the international cooperation that we will do when they are asking for pass to the government or pass to the ministry or to the department. For the national training course, we also have conduct about 30 to 40 training course for our people in Asia. Mostly the now we emphasis on the safety, food safety and safety level that should be have the standard. And like China, we should have the one standard, the same standard for our region. And but maybe it can be in many level, but we need to have one standard. This is all my vision. Thank you.